This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you wear the label, it allows you to do a compulsory duty of the Muslim, that is propagate the message of Islam. It does wonders. And there are various types of labels. For example, if you go to the house of a Muslim, you know, if the Muslim wants to identify himself as a Muslim, he may have certain posters, a certain big lettering, ayats, Arabic writing, maybe like Haza min Fazli Rabbi. All is due to the bounty of the beloved Lord. It may say, Rabbi Zidni Ilman, oh my Lord, increase me knowledge. You can easily identify that this house belongs to a Muslim. Maybe mention Allahu Akbar, easy. And now, technology is advancing and new labels are coming up with the help of technology. You have a clock giving out the azan clock. When you ring the bell, it says, Assalamu Alaikum. New labels are being invented. Alhamdulillah, it may help you. And if you go to an office, in the office you may have certain inscription or certain poster that indicate that this office belongs to a Muslim. If you enter the auditorium of Islam Research Foundation, the first ayat in front of you is, Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The only religion, the only deen acceptable in the sight of Allah is Islam. Directly. No problem. Indicates that this premises belongs to a Muslim. When you travel in a vehicle, in a car, you may have certain stickers mentioning Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. And nowadays, you know, I have a habit when I go out and travel abroad, for my friends, I get certain tokens, like keychains, Islamic keychains. And once when I'd gone to Jeddah, a new device is fitted. It's a device which you put in the car. The moment you switch on the car, the moment you give the ignition, it starts, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Subhanallazi sakhra lana haza wa ma kunna lahu mukrinin. It starts the dua. When you start the journey, which a prophet recommended, that praise be to Allah and seek Allah's guidance, that he may have control over the vehicle, etc. And if the passenger sitting next to you, if he doesn't know the dua, he memorizes it, Alhamdulillah. It does wonders. There are various labels available. And when I came the first time to Millat Nagar, it was after the riots, about in the year 1993, about more than 5 years back, the first time when I came to Millat Nagar, and when I entered, and when I read the name on the buildings, Al-Makkah, Al-Madina, Muzdalifa, Arafat, Mina, believe me, touched my heart. Alhamdulillah. I was so impressed that the full colony, I had known that it's one of the biggest colony of Muslims. But when I entered Makkah, Medina, Muzdalifa, Mina, Alhamdulillah, it impressed me a lot. Every building, the moment you read the name, anyone can realize that this is a Muslim building. And when the people staying in Millat Nagar, when they go out and say that, if a person asks, where do you stay? And if you say, I stay in Millat Nagar, it's taken for granted you are a Muslim. Even where you're staying identifies what religion you belong to, Alhamdulillah. But unfortunately, when I came next time, I realized that the buildings had the labels, but everyone living in the building didn't have the label. So when they go out, and when they look at them, people may not realize whether they're Muslim or not. I'm not saying all the people of Millat Nagar. Many I've seen, Alhamdulillah, who wear the label. So inshallah, when I come next time to Millat Nagar, inshallah, I would be happy that besides the buildings having the Islamic name, even the label is there on each and every individual. Inshallah, I hope that will be the case. That next time when I come to Millat Nagar, all of them, inshallah, besides having the label on the building, in the place where they're staying, they should even have the label on themselves. That when they travel out, people recognize that he's a Muslim. She's a Muslimah. She's a Muslim woman. A Muslim should never ever be afraid to identify himself as a Muslim. The only reason that a Muslim may not like to identify himself as a Muslim is if he doesn't agree that Islam is the best way of life. He may be a namesake Muslim, maybe born in a Muslim family, given a Muslim name. Otherwise, a Muslim will never feel afraid to wear his label. He may feel afraid if he doesn't know the answers. Because if you wear the label, you're proclaiming that I am a person following the religion of Haq, the religion of truth. And whenever there's a competition between truth and falsehood, truth always prevails. Truth always wins. People sometimes are afraid that if people come to know I'm Muslim, I may lose my customers. I have non-Muslim customers. I may lose them. He's afraid. But if he knows Islam, if he identifies himself as a Muslim, that he's a person following truth, he will inshallah benefit even in his business. Because the Quran clearly states, and I would like to end my talk with the quotation of the Quran from Surah Isra, chapter number 17, verse number 81, which says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَاقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكًا. When truth is hurled against falsehood, falsehood perishes. For falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. وَآخْرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.